Good day, this is the Farm Market News broadcast number 442 for Friday, June 19th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up sharply on Friday, with the July and November contracts breaking above key resistance at $500 per ton. Values were anywhere from $5 to $10 higher, the November contract up $8.90 at $502.80 per ton. Ongoing concerns about tight Canadian canola supplies as weather problems this year are likely to reduce production pushed values higher. Many crops are suffering from drought in Alberta and Saskatchewan, and while rain is in the forecast, some damage just can't be erased. Crops in other parts of the prairies are also developing slowly due to cool temperatures overnight. Speculative base buying interest and a softer Canadian dollar were also underpinning the market. Buy stops were hit on the way up, helping to amplify the gains. Though canola is starting to look expensive relative to other commodities, limiting the upside, as it brought crush margins down to lows that haven't been seen in nearly 10 years. Milling wheat and durum futures were untraded and unchanged. Some light activity at lower prices were seen in the October barley contract. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn values were weaker while wheat was mixed and soybeans were mostly lower. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 1 cent higher to 7 cents lower, the November contract down 3.25 cents at $9.39 per bushel. Activity in the market was choppy throughout the day, though values succumbed to pre-weekend profit-taking at the close. Large global supplies, a strong U.S. dollar, and forecasts calling for dry weather in the U.S. Midwest next week were also bearish. But traders are still worried about recent wet weather harming U.S. soybean production and planting efforts, which was supportive. Corn values were softer, undermined by profit-taking on recent advances. Values were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, December down 4.75 cents at $3.68.5 a bushel. Further downward pressure came from forecasts calling for beneficial drier weather in the U.S. corn growing regions next week, though continued steady demand for U.S. corn supplies were supportive. Wheat values in Chicago were steady to mixed, with ongoing wet weather-related harvest delays for U.S. winter wheat behind some of the strength. Prices were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 1 cent higher, December half a cent softer at $5.06 a bushel. The market was said to be consolidating ahead of the weekend, though traders are still concerned about poor quality in the U.S. winter wheat crop. Weakness in corn, large global wheat supplies, and a strong U.S. dollar were all bearish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.